new coronavirus variant is raising concern in the UK. Some are calling it Delta Plus. There's worry that it could be more dangerous than the current version of Delta circulating in the United States. To fill us in on what's known about this new mutant, we've brought in NPR's variant expert, global health correspondent Michaeline Duclef. Hey there, Michaeline.
Hi, Sarah.
Okay, the name of the variant sounds a little scary, right? Delta Plus. What does that mean? Is it related to Delta, first of all?
Yes, it is related to Delta, and here's how. So after Delta emerged months ago, it continued to mutate and pick up mutations. And these mutations created many, many variants of Delta all over the world, even here. And you can kind of think of them like grandchildren of Delta. They're all descendants of Delta. I talked to Bill Hannage at Harvard about this. He's an epidemiologist. He says over the past few months, the media has called many of these Delta variants one thing, Delta Plus.
Delta Plus has been used interchangeably for any descendant of Delta that people are getting their knickers in a twist about. Now, whether they should or should not be getting their knickers in a twist is another question.
Because, Hannage says, in the past, all these previous Delta Pluses have turned out not to be really any different than Delta. They aren't more dangerous or more transmissible.
Okay, and what about this new Delta Plus that's spreading in the UK?
Yes, it's officially known as AY4.2.
Okay, it accounts now for more than 6% of the cases in the UK. Does that mean it's more transmissible than the current version of Delta that's dominating here in the US?
So scientists can't answer that for sure because there isn't enough data yet. But that said, given how the variant is behaving in the UK, Hannage estimates that it's likely to be just a tiny bit more transmissible than the original Delta, like just 10% more. And remember, Delta is already super, super contagious, so adding 10% more probably won't change the behavior very much. It's like if you had a supercharged engine and you bump up the turbo maybe 10% more, it's still just supercharged.
Okay, that makes sense, but it's still an increase in transmissibility. So could Delta Plus sweep in and reverse this lull in cases that we've been seeing here in the U.S. the way that the regular Delta variant did over the summer?
I asked a bunch of scientists this question, and one of them is Jeremy Lubin at the University of Massachusetts Medical School.
There's no obvious sign that it's going to take off the way that Delta did, like a totally new thing that just takes over. It's more like, you know, maybe a kind of slowly creeping.
So every scientist I spoke with agreed with that, and one of them has even used computer models to see what might happen when new variants come to the U.S. His name is Justin Lessler. He's at the University of North Carolina. He ran a simulation with a variant that's 50% more transmissible than Delta and then looked for a big surge.
It didn't get back to the types of peaks we saw last winter or even the types of peaks we've seen in the Delta wave.
Good to hear, but why is that the case? Why wouldn't something that's super transmissible get us in trouble?
You know, that's a good question. Lessler says it's largely because the U.S. population as a whole has a higher level of protection against SARS-CoV-2 right now than it did before, because so many people have been exposed through infections, vaccines, or both of them. That immunity, at least for a while, will likely stave off surges from these more transmissible variants like Delta Plus.
NPR Global Health Correspondent Michaeline Duclef, thank you so much, Michaeline.
Thank you, Sarah.